Hello.
Do you think, like, do people put on lip gloss because it's sexy to have wet lips?
Maybe.
Your lips are really shiny and I'm wondering, what's the point?
I don't know. I like it.
Why?
I don't think, I wouldn't say it's that appealing to men.
I don't know if it's appealing at all.
Or do they look like just like you're dying to kiss me?
No, they look like you're drooling so much that it's going onto your lips.
Really? I think it looks really nice. Why? I think it like overall makes me look like I'm just glowing.
No, it looks like you've just something wrong. Like
I also might have put on a little bit too. Yeah, I put on a lot there, didn't I?
Yeah, they're so shiny. Like it looks like there's something wrong with you.
Thank you. I feel really good about myself right now.
Happy Valentine's Day. We didn't do anything for Valentine's, did we?
What did we do for Valentine's Day? Did we start watching Drive to Survive or something? No, that came out after.
Yeah.
I don't think we did a single thing.
We didn't acknowledge that. We didn't acknowledge Leap Day.
That one I'm raging about.
I am actually raging. Another 4 fucking years until we...
I'm absolutely raging. We shouldn't have worked that day because we should have been like, it's a bonus day, an extra day we get to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's celebrate it. And we fucking worked and went to the gym or something. Shit.
This is
like
a
that.
Regular old fucking Thursday.
That's so boring. Okay, 4 years from now,
right.
Remember, we're doing something crazy.
Okay.
Right?
On Leap Day or just like?
Yeah, on Leap Day, we're fucking robbing a bank or something. Mm. We're going all out. We're doing something that we won't forget.
Okay.
We wouldn't do on a regular day.
Okay.
Should we have got married or something?
You should have proposed to me. Beat you to it.
Yeah, like 2 years ago. Welcome back to Should I Bother?
Time to put on our presenter voices.
Yes, it is. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Gary.
And welcome back. On this podcast, we try new things and let you know if you should bother.
Yeah, those new things can range from anything like health trends, hobbies, sports, games, arts, crafts, whatever the fuck.
Dancing.
Dancing? Do you want to be a dancer?
Dancing. If you're new here, we chat a bit first, get into some research about the topic and why anyone would bother, play a little game, and then you'll hear our experience at the end.
Recorded a week after actually trying the activity.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about learning sign language.
Yes, we are. Oh, here he is fucking on now.
Here she's on.
How much money would you pay for a ticket to the Willy Wonka experience?
In Scotland.
In Glasgow, is it?
In Glasgow. I don't know where it was on. Jesus, I would have actually... I think they would have done a lot better, and we'll share this on our Instagram page, at Should I Bother Pod. If you're not from Scotland, you might not have seen this. We're not from Scotland, and we have, so you might have seen it already.
It made it to the New York Times.
Did it?
Yeah.
No.
I saw the New York Times yesterday.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they shouldn't have thought like, right, we're going to do this as a thing for kids and are going to love it.
Yeah.
They should have done it as an ironic, the world's shittest Willy Wonka factory.
Yeah, because it's a Willy Wonka experience, but it's just a fucking shit warehouse or room. Yeah. With a few props here and there. Actors that look like they're having the worst time of their lives.
Yeah.
But...
plastic cups with lemonade.
Yeah. Oh God.
It was so grim.
But what they should do now?
What?
They should lean into it now. Like I would go to that.
Oh, completely.
Now I'd go.
I would definitely.
So
go.
I feel like they should just be like, right, okay, it's 50. It's £50 now.
Yeah.
Come on, everyone.
They would make more money now,
wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Than they ever would have if they just leaned into being like.
They should kind of have a bit like those Karen diners where like you go in and the Oompa Loompas are just like smoking cigarettes and hurling abuse at you.
But it's funny that you should say that about the Oompa Loompas smoking cigarettes because
why?
I saw a thing yesterday on Ireland Simpsons fans.
Yes, I saw that as well.
About how
Simpsons got it right again.
Predicted this.
Yeah.
What the fuck? They literally have a thing that you pay money to go in and there's an Oompa Loompa just sitting there smoking a fag.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's so weird.
They are ahead of their time. Instead of once.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Do you know what else was ahead of their time was Father Ted.
Yeah.
Just as a series.
Do you know what else was ahead of their time? Disneyland and Cork.
What?
Do you remember that video, Disneyland in Cork?
Oh.
That's just like this Willy Wonka. Like,
was it called Disneyland?
It was called like...
Or Hollywood or something, wasn't it?
It was a whole range of names, but it was... Disneyland was part of it. It was like a Wonderland fucking Disneyland.
It was a man's kind of yard or piece of... Or field or something.
Yeah, it was nearly like a man's farm. And he made a lot of different animals from a zoo out of concrete. And he made the Hulk, which didn't look like the Hulk at all, out of concrete. He made, for some reason, a Japanese man, I think it was.
He did, yeah.
Working in a field or something. Yeah. It's kind of a racist undertone to the whole thing.
Like, but it is not really an 80s. Undertone, just outright racist. Yeah, it's from the 80s, different times.
Different times. Yeah, I don't know did he get sued by Disneyland, but we need to show this video on our page. It's so funny.
It's so good and it just gets better every time.
It was actually, I first saw it on that page, Reeling in the Weird.
Oh, great page.
Such a good page, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So much weird shit happens in Irish
pop
culture.
The world of the esoteric.
In the world of the esoteric.
Right. Are we going to talk about sign language or?
I suppose we should.
So what do you know about this? What are your thoughts about this, right? My thoughts are, I don't know why I do that. Ask a question.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was. I thought you were kind of joking there, but no, that was just you being serious. Okay, well, I might as well pick up my cup of tea here.
All right, cheers.
Since you're going to plow on.
We both go to do it. I'd be like, quick, we need to record the clink.
ASMR. Cup of tea.
Throwback. TBT.
You hate that. Do you know my ASMR was better than yours?
No. I like the first
this
time.
This is on our ASMR episode, if anyone hasn't listened.
I like the first time you did it. And then there's about three episodes after it. You kept going, cup of tea. And I got bored after it. But the third time you did it, I was like, I am done with that. I never want to hear that again now.
So fair.
Yeah. It's like the other night when you kept joking about the same thing. And so I was like, I'm just done with that now about 10 jokes ago.
Yeah, I know. Sure, it's a laugh a minute, really. It is, yeah. Isn't it? When I think of this, right?
Right.
All I think of is your brother showing us the sign language symbol for Lewis.
Yeah.
Which is kind of moving bunny ears.
Yeah. The Lewis is for our international listeners. Yeah. It's like, what is that?
Like the tram? It's a tram. Like a tram around Dublin. But yeah, I just think of the Lewis sign, the little bunny ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be a few times in this episode that we have to describe what hand movement you're doing for the word, no?
No, because I just thought that would be pointless.
Oh, did you?
On an audio medium.
You love to say audio medium.
I love to say it because it's true.
Well, I think you're just being the communication student again. Like, well, you know, that doesn't work very well in audio medium. Given that this is an audio medium.
I love saying it.
I know. Yeah, well, if you want to know how to do the Lewis in sign language, do your hand in bunny ears and move your hand forward.
Yeah. Forward.
What did I say?
Forward.
Forward. Faro Kenny. What were you saying
there? That, yeah, the bunny ears. That's all I think of
with sign language.
That's the first thing. I have no experience with sign language.
No.
Didn't do well learning a new language, Spanish.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This is another language as well. It is. So I don't know how well I'm going to do there. Probably not great.
Mm.
Your brother's girlfriend is learning sign language.
Yeah.
And is really good at it, from what I could tell from someone who couldn't speak sign language.
Yeah, so we must ask her and probably mention it in part two. She works for a deaf charity.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, is she learning it through them?
I think so.
Or is she learning it through like a program or something in Dublin? So we're going to talk a little bit about like, how can you learn sign language and the best way to learn in this? Whatever.
What are your thoughts on the whole thing?
My thoughts are, isn't it an unfortunate irony that the majority of people that know sign language won't be able to listen to this?
Yeah.
How ironic is that?
Mm.
Also, I don't know any deaf people.
No, me neither.
And other than my brother's girlfriend, I don't know anyone who can do sign language.
Well, my mum did a sign language course.
Did she?
Yeah, because she's like a qualified SNA. She's like a special needs assistant for school. She doesn't work in that now, but she did that. And as part of that, you have to learn sign language. So she did, I think it's a law of course.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought you were joking there.
No.
Law is the word for...
hand Oscar Ilga.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of my only experience.
Yeah.
Other than the fucking sheer admiration I have for the people, the fucking
the people of this country,
the fucking girlos that do the sign language for like Cardi B on. Like, I can't remember. I think the sign language girl was actually there. I don't think she was just on the telly. Well, you know those sign language people on the telly, and your one was like going for it singing WAP.
Yeah.
And it's like, gobble me, swallow me. And she's doing all the sign language moves and it is fucking gas.
I really want to ask a deaf person, are they annoyed by the translators sometimes? Or are they like, oh, I'm really glad they did that?
Well, annoyed by them, why?
Just like the gobble me, swallow me, all that sort of thing. Did they find that kind of funny? Or are they kind of like, you know, sometimes it's, I don't know, when you're younger, it's fucking 5 a.m. or something, or 7 a.m. and there's one of these shows on and there's a translator in the corner and they're fucking giving it loads.
Yeah.
Do some deaf people look at that and be like, geez, you're giving it a bit too much here? Or are they kind of like, oh, I'm glad they're so expressive?
I think they're glad they're so expressive because it's like us watching just someone perform. They're a performer.
Yeah, okay.
But it's mad that we actually don't know any deaf people, because there is approximately 466 million people worldwide
that are deaf
with disabling hearing loss. So even if that's not fully deaf, it still affects their life.
I think there's about 5,000 in Ireland.
Is there?
Yeah.
466 million people, about 6.1% of the world's population.
Fuck.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. But anyway, so sign language. The main reason we're doing this is it's spoken by 72 million deaf people. So not all deaf people do sign language.
Oh.
Because like if there's 466 million, 72 million of them speak sign language.
I tell you, you're going to realize. So 466 minus 72 means this many people don't do it.
Yeah, I don't really know what they do. Maybe they've hearing aids and don't need to do it. So 72 million people in the world that we couldn't communicate if we met them. We couldn't communicate with.
The other thing as well is, so I read 300, there's 300 versions of sign language.
Yeah.
I was thinking, isn't this such an opportunity?
Yes.
For everyone to do the same, like speak the same language.
To have a universal language.
Yeah. But as I was reading in my research, it just, sign language developed in different countries the same way languages developed in different countries.
Yeah. So it's kind of, it's part of their culture, like.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not like, oh, someone developed sign language and gave it to deaf people. It's like, well, no, deaf people in different countries.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Developed sign language themselves so they could communicate.
That question did pop up a lot when I was doing the research. Seeing that. Why is there not a universal language?
Yeah, I was generally wondering that before started looking into it. Because I was like, I suppose that just shows how little you actually know about sign language.
I know, it feels kind of ignorant now. Now that I've said it out loud. I'm like, I'm a fucking ignorant slut. Dwight, you ignorant slut.
What's that?
Dwight, what do you think it is?
Well, I know it's The Office, but I don't remember.
Michael says that. The early days, I think.
Do you know who I love on YouTube?
Who?
Do you ever see those sisters where one of them is deaf and the one sister says something?
Oh my God.
And the other sister.
Yeah.
Can I just play a video for you?
Yes, I fucking love them. They just look like they're having the best crack ever.
Messy bun. Just leave me. Sweet nothings.
She got that one.
Light bulb.
That one wasn't too bad, actually.
She's got a hard accent to light bulb.
Yeah. But they have such good crack.
They just have the best fucking time ever. But what is the channel name?
They're called 0 to 3. I think, yeah, 0 to 3.
But I saw a thing as well about how facial expressions play a massive role
Yeah.
in it. Like, if you are asking a question like with W, like a what, why, where, when, whatever,
yeah,
you have to have your eyebrows up or something.
That's right,
isn't
yeah.
it?
So I was looking at that as well. Eyebrow position is really important.
Yeah.
That you have to have your eyebrows up for a W question, like you're saying.
Yeah.
You have to have your eyebrows down for a yes, no question.
And oh, if you have, I didn't get that now.
If you get it wrong, you're kind of speaking in a foreign accent.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
I love that.
Oh, yeah. So.
That's good.
The other thing that I find fucking mad.
What?
And I mentioned this on a episode before, that in the deaf community you get a name sign.
Yes, we mentioned this before with the Bake Off.
Yeah,
yeah,
because she was like, oh, do you want me to give you a name sign or whatever, and I was yeah. like, what?
Yeah, so you like, just get a kind of a, it's like a nickname, like, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's like they you just make a sign with your
so
hand,
so you don't have to spell out the name exactly. every time, especially like to spell out Stephanie. You'd be there all day. It's a long name.
It's
like,
a long name, yeah.
9 letters.
Not as long as... Oh, I couldn't think of a long
is
name.
It's one of the longest.
You're a show off, like.
Okay, never mind.
So I was looking up a Reddit thread about this.
Oh, well, go on.
How do you say names in sign language? Mm. Name signs are kind of like being baptized in a sense.
Mm.
Initially, your name sign would be finger spelled. So you're saying like, to do Stephanie.
Yeah.
But after a while in the deaf community, you kind of earn a name sign based on a specific trait.
Oh, right.
Mm. So it could be the first initial of your name or sometimes something to do with your physical appearance. So this person was saying their name sign pokes fun at their teeth gap.
Oh, God.
This is what I was saying in the bake-off. Okay. Could you not be like dickhead? You know, like, oh, that's... dickhead over there.
Jesus, I wouldn't like to open myself up to.
Do you know what I mean?
Someone be looking at your physical appearance, being like, what can we make fun of?
Someone else is saying, like, my name is based off my apparently funny laugh. So it's like, what's your name? Fucking hee haw. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I love that. What would you call me?
I don't know. I wanted to say sugar tits. But I don't know why. I just thought that's kind of a funny term. Hey, sugar tits. It's sugar tits. I really want to know how to spell out
sugar tits.
Yeah, how do you go about like creating
what's,
the hand movement?
What's tits? There's obviously a word for sugar and a word for tits.
Oh, like. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I presume that's how you do it, unless there is a specific sign just for sugar tits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that what a name sign is where you're like...
I don't know. What would we call you?
Don't know.
The only thing that comes to mind is like only one nostril.
Only one nostril. That's you're like, oh, Stephanie's too long to spell out. But you'd be like, only one nostril.
One nostril.
One nose.
I mean that because Gary's nose is so fucked.
Doesn't work.
Only one nostril works.
Do you have that video you took of me when I was sleeping without my consent?
Oh, God, yeah.
Jesus. That just has to be sleep apnea. We were talking about fucking magnesium and stuff in our last episode. Like, I just need to go to a sleep clinic.
You do? Well, I think...
What sleep clinic and sign? Tell me.
Oh, true. I think you probably... Oh, sorry. That reminds me.
Well...
I saw this girl, I don't know her name, I saw it like a few years ago, but it always stuck with me because I wondered, what do deaf people do when their babies cry? Do they wake up?
Oh, that is a fucking great question.
There was a mom, she was deaf, but she had a special monitor in the baby's cot and under her pillow that would shake.
Oh.
So it would like vibrate and shake really aggressively under her head to wake her up when the baby was crying.
That's an invention I didn't think was needed or around.
Isn't that insane? Like,
what's also insane is that so many mothers are sick. You know when you're like, you see parents and their child is crying loads and you're like, shut that thing up, you know? Like, please shut your child up.
Anyone with kids, Gary doesn't think that.
Or whatever. Sure, they surely think that. They're just like, shut up, stop crying. You're crying all the time.
I think it's more of like a shut up, please. This is really stressful. We don't want to disturb other people like Gary, who's going to complain.
But for a deaf man, not disturbed by crying at all.
That is true.
Do you sleep better when you're deaf?
Probably. I don't know. I have no idea. Like, there's obviously loads of things that affect sleep. But yeah, I thought that baby alarm thing was fucking genius.
That is great, yeah.
Another thing is babies pick up sign language really, really easily.
Yeah.
Like, loads of people nowadays teach their babies to sign before they can speak.
But like, do loads of people know how to do sign language?
Yeah, but there's like, it's on all these videos on YouTube.
Oh, like what's
I
her
think
name?
Miss Rachel might do a bit of signing. I'm not sure. But
Miss Rachel. Miss Rachel. Everyone fucking loves Miss Rachel.
I know. We're just waiting for the scandal.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Yeah.
What is she doing behind the scenes with all her millions?
Someone's going to walk into her room and she'll have a lighter under a spoon.
Oh, God, no. I didn't think that. I more so thought she's just kind of like a kingpin of some fucking...
What? Heroin in, like some heroin fucking thing, surely.
Yeah, sure.
Nah, she looks
she doesn't,
too...
She doesn't have a heroin look about her.
She looks too fresh.
I think she wouldn't partake in anything, but I think she is a mastermind behind like an international drug ring.
Yeah, so she wouldn't allegedly. Get hired her own supply. Yeah.
Allegedly.
But then she has this whole front of being a teacher for kids.
Yeah, and it's a good front.
It's a very good front.
But yeah, loads of babies... learn like how to do like more or full, or I feel like this became popular a few years ago on Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents. Remember where there was a sign for poop?
Yeah,
maybe it was like poop.
Is that actually the sign for?
I think so. Yeah, there was a few things in that the baby was signing, and they were taking the piss me like, oh, we're teaching the baby sign language before he can speak. But like, that's a big thing now.
So that didn't realize that.
Thanks to YouTube. Oh, sorry, do you have something to say there? I was gonna plow on and say
you
something
always
else
have
again.
Something to say.
I do, because I was thinking I saw a story about a gorilla that learned to sign.
Really?
Yeah. So Coco, a female gorilla in the San Francisco Zoo,
right?
She was chosen for it was a sign language research project, and it was just kind of to see if gorillas could learn a human language, and she. Learned to use and understand over 1,000 signs, and she was able to communicate thoughts, feelings, and desires for her human caregivers. The word desires there is a bit. I don't know. Desires to her human caregivers. I said four.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
And yeah, this is in the 70s, and her ability to communicate made her a cultural icon.
Jesus, why didn't they teach more gorillas then?
I don't know.
Success?
I honestly don't know. But yeah, I was like, okay, so they can teach a gorilla. Now, I'm not going to have a whole team of researchers trying to teach me. So,
or a team of gorillas trying to learn.
Or a team of gorillas. But then I was like, okay, there's hope for me.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
That you could actually communicate with a gorilla.
It'd be good if we could teach dogs. Like, well,
they don't have the hands.
They don't have the hands for it. They really don't. Maybe the eyebrows for some dogs do have eyebrows.
Like,
for
no offense, I am obsessed with dogs, but they're way too dumb.
They're so fucking dumb. Jesus Christ! Like, not every dog. But
like they're not. Like,
the majority
they
are dumb.
They can be smart, but they just do dumb things.
Mm, yeah.
That's why we love them. That's
dog
why
training.
They're so funny.
That's gonna be an episode when
yeah,
we get a dog.
You really want me to
fucking
do that
hell.
As a job?
I do. Yeah, I think you'd be a good dog trainer. Mm. So you want to know how to learn?
Yeah.
The best ways to learn. Actually,
I do.
You know what? I don't know the best way to learn.
Why did you say it? Why did you get my hopes up then?
So I've got a whole thing on how do you learn sign language? The thing is, it's kind of like learning a normal language that it's the accessibility and the cost is very much dependent on how popular the language is and how heavy you want to go in on learning it.
Right. Okay. Right?
If you want to learn the basics of American Sign Language, there's so many things online.
Yeah.
Like there's fucking tons of things online. Mm. On TikTok is actually apparently a good place to learn it.
Really?
So you can look up like hashtag learn ASL, learn to sign or sign language.
Okay.
You get loads of videos on it. I wonder as well, and I'm still not sure on this, how much crossover there is between like let's say ISL and BSL.
surely there's a big crossover between Ireland and England.
But if you want to learn ASL, that seems to be, I don't know, maybe there's a lot more people speaking it.
Yeah.
Do you say speaking it?
I don't know, using it.
Using it, yeah.
Yeah, do you say, you probably don't say speaking it.
Yeah. So many fucking questions.
So many questions, and some of them I am a little bit afraid to ask.
Go on, ask them all.
No, like I don't have a specific one in mind, but I do feel a little bit like I don't want to offend anyone. And I think I am really ignorant in this topic, and I don't really want to come across like that. Do you know what I mean?
I think,
but look, I just am.
It is what it is. Like,
it is.
I think
that's That's it.
Look, let me let
That's what everybody in Love Island says about everything. It's like they cheat each other. And he's like, well, it is what it is.
Look, I think in general, the majority of people are ignorant to the deaf community and learning sign language and everything as well. I would go out on a whim and say that now.
Yeah, well, 100% of the people in this room are.
Yeah, that's a good statistic.
Yeah. We're genuinely curious and trying to learn.
Yeah, we're out to learn. It's not like deaf people are like the most woke people in the world that are like, they're going to get really offended. They're just fucking regular people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like we're trying to learn their language. I think even saying their language makes you feel like, oh, they're just outsiders or something.
I know. Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of learning like ASL, there's fucking tons of things. If you just look up how to learn ASL, there's someone called Zoe Hendricks is an ASL teacher. There's a lad called Bill Vickers. He teaches ASL, or did for years, at California State University. Has a big YouTube, whole free website.
Nice.
There's...
Oh, I'm actually excited now to learn this.
There's tons of ways to learn ASL. Irish Sign Language now. So this is when I was looking up ASL, it was like, most of them are like free.
Mm.
There's apps you can pay $10 or something for a paid version grant.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to learn ISL, I couldn't really find that many free resources.
Oh, shit.
So there's a girl called Emma Nihuigin, and she has a channel on YouTube called ISL with Emma.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to reach out to her and see what the crack is. See, can she kind of advise?
What's the crack, Emma?
yeah, exactly. I was going to be like, do I need to do it in sign? No, she can read whatever I type over to her. It's like, that's so dumb, isn't it? Like, I was like, how the hell am I going to communicate? Oh, yeah, She can fucking read and write. So I'm going to write to her and see what she says. There is also, there's a lot of courses you can do. Right, so this is what I was saying about like how fucking heavy into sign language do you want to get? Do you want to get basics?
Yeah.
You can get a basics course with irishdeaf.com and it's £120.
Mm.
If you want to get like level 2 or level 3 or level 4, that can be like over £400.
Yeah.
You could do a course in Trinity, £400, 24-week course. So it's like learning, you know, it is learning a different language.
It is a different language, yeah.
So it depends on how good you want to get, you know. Irish Language Ireland is another one as well. They've do it in a lot of different counties, not just Dublin, but there's no price on the website. So you're probably looking at like 100 to 400 to do a course in Ireland.
Yeah, okay. Then, but we're going to do online.
Ideally, I'd love to learn from your one, Emma.
Yeah.
And then BSL.
Which is that again? Oh yeah, British Sign Language.
I found an article that said the best place to learn that is a Udemy course, which is like €54.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah, Udemy.
One of those, or Skillshare.
One of those kind of learning platforms. So
that is actually a good one. I might see if there's an Irish one on Skillshare, because I always see videos being like, sign up here for a free month in Skillshare.
Yeah, I think
so. All I'd need to do is just set up a new email address, get another free month on Skillshare.
But did we not both get, we both got stung, didn't we?
Yeah, we both forgot to cancel it. What are you looking at?
Something in your hair. It's that gel stuff or whatever.
Yeah, I put in gel in my hair yesterday.
Look, I'm going to be honest.
It's awful.
It looks like either bird shit or sperm.
Oh, God. Do you think it's too much? Is it too much to go outside with? Yeah, I probably shouldn't be speaking to anyone up close.
You shouldn't be rubbing your head on the neighbours, right? I'm going to say that.
But you see, my hair was really greasy. So and I thought, oh, well, like, people always do this kind of slick back clean girl look. And I was like, I'm going to try to do that with some of my eyebrow gel. But the eyebrow gel does not work in hair.
No.
And it just turned into this white fucking powdery shit.
Slick back hair in women, I don't know if I like that.
Do you not?
No.
I really do, but also, like, the people that I see that do it have really good bone structure.
What do you think you do?
Do I think I do? Yeah. No.
Is this a white hair or is it from the thing? Like,
no, because my white hair is here. It better not be another white hair.
Well, I can't find your white hair from here. That's what I was wondering.
Oh, God.
How do we do all this in sign language?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. It's the morning. I wasn't going to wash my hair till tonight. I'm going to just have to go around the village with this crusty hair. It's crusty.
Going to just have to go around the village now. Hey, look. Yeah. We need to fucking crack on here. You're gonna do a Skillshare course. I'm gonna try look for an app.
Why did you just move your face away from the microphone there?
Because I just thought the audio sounds better when I do that. No, because I was looking at my Whoop. Lovingly.
Oh God, he's obsessed.
Oh, how's my recovery today, Whoop?
Not good today, actually.
Not good today, no. Anyway, let's go play a game.
Let's play a game.
Then we will
go learn sign language.
Go learn sign language for a week and come back and talk about our experience and let you know if you should bother learning it too.
Spoiler alert, I'm guessing you probably should,
but we can help you.
We can tell you how we got on.
How it goes. How learning it goes. Yeah.
Right. My breath after walking up and down those two steps there.
They are steep steps.
No, I walked up and down them twice. So that's why.
So that's, you kind of did four steps. So is your watch going to tell you, you've climbed four flights of stairs today?
Maybe. It's dead. Don't have it on.
What?
Who am I? Don't know. I have no identity now.
Who am I? Don't know.
Who am I? Don't know. Come on, anyway. You have a game for me.
I've got a game for you.
Yes!
This is the game of episode 94. Should you bother learning sign language?
Should you bother?
So this is another one where there was very few spitballs. Actually, just the one.
Just came to you. Perfect. Just came to me. Well done.
August Katubin. There we were.
There it was.
There it was. So the name of the game is, I swear I know that one.
Oh.
Right. So I'm going to instruct you on how to do a sign. So you're actually going to have to put the microphone down.
Okay.
Which is not ideal for a podcast.
No,
know.
For audio medium.
And you need to guess what the swear is in that sign. So
it's going to be a swear word.
It's a swear word in sign language.
What if I do it like this?
That might actually work. Would it?
Yeah, let me just put it into my bra.
Okay. So you're going to put the microphone in your bra.
Well, I'm going to hold it up with my bra.
Right, okay.
Now.
Jesus, you should record the podcast like that all the time.
No, it's not going to be perfect, but...
Well, look, if it's not, you know, me and you, like, if it's not perfect, it's not good enough.
Yeah, is that okay?
I think that's perfect,
it's
yeah.
It's grand, it's not perfect.
Look, I'm saying it's perfect, you're saying it's not perfect. Pick a lane.
Who's a lane?
I knew you were going to do that. So, if you've got arms at home, play along.
Woo!
Because... You learn something along the way.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready to play? I swear I know that one.
Yes, I am.
Now, some of these you will know, right? So we'll start with the easiest of all.
Okay.
Which, as an example. So put out your fist.
Which doesn't matter.
Palm side facing up.
Yeah.
Now lift up only your middle finger. What is that one?
F you.
Yeah, fuck you. We're allowed to say fuck on this.
Fuck you.
If we can't, it's a family podcast.
Fup off.
Fup off, you fup in Asia.
Fup okay. You, miss.
Did you get that one at home?
Yes.
Yes. Now, point it to your mam. It's just Mother's Day when we're recording this. So point it to your mam. It's a happy Mother's Day.
Don't do it.
Don't do that. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yes.
Right, this one. This is where it gets a little bit trickier.
Oh, God.
Hold your hand out in front of you.
Okay.
Right, as if you're holding an open book with one hand. Okay?
Yeah.
How you hold the book?
An open book with one hand.
Yeah.
Like this.
You, you're
oh, yeah, like this.
Well, no, it's open. Like, think of it. Yeah, yeah, that, like that. Yeah.
Okay.
You've got your palm out. Imagine you've got a book in your hand.
Okay.
Now connect your index finger and your thumb. And then point that circle you've just made away from you. I need to make sure that I'm explaining this right. Because it's an audio medium. So yeah, palm facing towards you. So see where the circle is that you've made, the thumb and your finger?
Thumb and finger make a circle.
Yeah. Imagine that's a hold.
Oh God.
And that's a hint. So what swear word do you think this is?
Right, sex.
No. No, you're putting your finger through it. I didn't tell you to do that.
Arse.
Yeah.
Butthole. You're correct. An asshole.
Asshole, correct.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay,
you're doing well.
Arse.
Sex. Okay.
Okay.
We're on to the third one.
Okay.
You're flying through these now.
Thank you.
Now, make a thumbs up sign with your right hand.
Yes, done.
Now, wrap your left hand around that thumb.
Yeah.
Now, pull your right thumb out.
Poop!
That's exactly correct.
Anybody that's seen Meet the Parents or Meet the Fockers will know that.
Whichever
one,
one it was, yeah.
That, isn't that just the most basic thing I've ever said?
What?
If you've ever seen Meet the Parents or Meet the Fockers.
There's a lot more basic things you've said.
Well.
I'm trying to think of an example.
That was one of like two comedies back in the day. Like, there wasn't much to choose from. You just keep moving to speak into the microphone and get this fucking double chin going.
Yeah. Ooh, give us more chin. How do you say that in sign?
No.
Don't know. Okay, now with your right hand, do the rock on sign.
Okay.
Yo, yeah. So that's
oh,
where
yeah, I know that one.
You do it every morning.
Yeah.
You raise your, for people who don't rock on at all,
yeah.
It's when you raise your index and your little finger.
And your two middle fingers down.
They stay down. Okay.
And your thumb up or down?
I think down. Yeah.
Down.
Okay. Get your thumb on your middle finger.
I made this sign out of clay in school when we did pottery.
Right.
I made this.
And did the teacher give you 5 stars for being so cool?
I know, I was big into drawing this sign at the time because I really liked Avril Lavigne's song Skater Boy.
That's so embarrassing.
And I bought skater pants in the skate shop in Clamel. So I had a big chain out of them and everything.
I presume the skate shop isn't open anymore.
No, but there was just like a skate shop. Well, listen, I was in my Avril Lavigne phase.
Hands are hard to draw as well.
Yeah. Got down to fine art. I could make it out of pottery.
Yeah.
Like.
I didn't say it was good. Like, it probably sounds like it was shit.
Yeah, well, it's good.
Okay, so with your rock on hand.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Bring that to your left shoulder.
Okay.
Now, with your the palm side of your hand facing the ground. Exactly. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Now with your, so you're gonna leave that there.
Okay.
With your left hand, mm-hmm. make a loose fist, mm-hmm. and place it below your right elbow. Okay, with your palm side facing the ground. Correct. Now open that hand. Yeah, and close it. Open and close.
Oh.
What do you think that is?
Oh.
I hope people are following this at home. I'm not sure.
Is that like?
So you've got your rock on hand on your left shoulder, palm facing down.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your loose fist underneath your right elbow, your left hand
yeah.
underneath your right elbow, open and closing. What do you think that is?
I kind of want to be like, is it male ejaculate?
No.
Disgusting. I couldn't think of a way to say it that wasn't rotten.
I'm afraid that's incorrect, doctor.
What is it?
So it's also related to poop.
Is it the runs?
No, it's not the runs. Think of your right hand and the horns.
Is it a dog going for a shit?
No, that's but it is an dog. Animal.
Cat poo.
Cat poo. Oh, that swear word.
But it is an animal. What?
Yeah. Think of a swear.
Oh, here, you're going to have to tell me or we'll be here all day.
Okay, so have you ever called someone on their cat poo? No.
No.
Or you've probably called them on their bullshit. Horns.
Oh,
shit. Fuck, that was...
I forgot a bull is an animal.
Yeah, well. Now you know.
Now I know.
Next one.
Okay.
With your right hand.
Yes.
Hold it out in front of you as if you're about to karate chop someone in the throat. Like you always do. Remember
yeah.
the time you karate chopped the old man in the throat?
Oh, you can't be saying things like that.
On Dublin bus.
That didn't happen.
On
Don't
Dublin
listen
bus.
To him. I'm a coward. I'd never.
I'd never beat an old man up.
Okay, come on.
Hold the hand in position.
Yeah.
Right, bring it to your chin so your index finger is touching your chin.
Okay.
Right, but karate chop. Like, this is way too, yeah, yeah, kind of hold it up towards the sky. Yeah. Hold it there. And
okay.
Then pull it away. You want to, like, not, you know, it's not about the pulling away motion, it's about the pulling forward motion. You want to pull it there. There.
So. Yeah.
You don't need to keep hitting yourself that hard, but what do you think that is?
That's, I'll kick the shit out of you.
No.
I'll punch you in the face.
Not bad. This is a... I don't know how you'd ever get this, but this is a hard one.
Okay. Let me have one more guess.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's a 5-letter word, and it's a very common swear as well.
5-letter word?
Yeah. You have to count...
Bitch!
Correct!
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Now, if you do the same thing, but to the side of your forehead... Right, so you have your karate chop. Yeah, kind of like a little... Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, aye, yeah.
That means bastard.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Bitch.
But again,
bastard,
it's not
bitch.
About the away motion. It's about the to motion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're kind of bringing bastard. Your hand to your face.
Bitch.
Not away from your face.
Oh, I like that one. Bitch.
Bitch. Bitch.
Oh, like that.
Bitch, yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. We'll bitch. Be sharing, actually, a video on our Instagram bastard. Of where all these came from, if you really yeah. want to see. If you're not, go to following my shit instructions. Okay. We're on to the second last one.
Okay.
Put both of your hands into a fist.
No.
Two separate fists. Yeah, yeah. Now, hold both of them beside each other. All right. Bring your fists together.
Okay.
With the palm side facing away from you. Right? So, yeah. You're kind of like thumb to thumb.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now, lift up your index finger on both hands. Now, bend both of those fingers, but don't bring them down. Okay, perfect. Now, this is the last movement. So, move each hand away from each other in an arch motion, as if you're making a sign for an M. So, like a sort of an up and down. Yeah. Okay.
Like that?
That's it. That's exactly it.
Okay.
What do you think that is?
You've got a massive head. No.
Not bad. It's a 4-letter word. I'll give you that hint.
I have no clue.
Hmm.
Give me...
Okay, well, I tell you what the hand motion represents.
Yeah.
Legs opening.
Slut.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Legs opening.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
slag.
Slut. Yeah. So far, I think the guy in the video is actually really funny. I must play a little bit of it for you because the voiceover is funny. But like, yeah, deaf people go all out and swearing like...
Yeah, that really is like, you'll open your fucking legs for anyone.
Yeah, there's something more aggressive nice. As well. There's nice. Another one where you're kind of like touching each finger in your hand, being like, you're literally going from dick to dick. It's like, Jesus, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
I think it hits a bit more heavy because it's so visual, you know?
Yeah, because you're literally acting out someone's legs opening.
Yeah, bought a slop.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Last one. Doing that to people and be like, eh.
And they won't know. The last one, and I think you'll know this one. I think everyone will know this one.
Oh. But
put your hand into a fist.
Yeah.
Right. Now bring it towards your mouth and move it away from your mouth. Now do it again. Back towards your mouth.
Blowjob.
Yeah, cocksucker. Cocksucker is what it is. But blowjob is fine as well. If you call people a dirty blowjob, then yeah, that's good.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, that's
cocksucker. Oh my God, sorry. So
hopefully you've been on the bus on a commute to work, or maybe you're sitting in a room with your nanny.
And you're making these signs out, you're playing along at home, but you're not at home, you're in public.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me just take the microphone out of my breath. Oh, everyone just heard the sound of my boob there.
Whoa, sexy. Some other good ones from the video that I thought would have been too complicated to teach. Actually, too complicated to learn. Shit for brains.
Nice.
That was quite a good one. Your face looks like a dirty asshole. That was my favorite
That's
one.
Such a long insult. Like.
Just such. This is what I mean. Like, deaf people have really good insults. And you ugly motherfucker. That's also a nice one.
Nice.
Thanks for playing. I swear
I know that one.
Okay, Stephanie.
Okay, Gary.
It's
what's
about
up?
That time. It's about that time that we talk about our experience.
What are you doing with your coffee there?
I want to have some.
Well, go on then. I can't focus on what I'm saying if you're just like holding a very full, very hot coffee.
Will you hold it for a sec?
Like, but your hand, you're like, why? Where did you have it a second ago?
What do you mean? On the ground.
It's very awkward to just hand someone while you're holding the handle. Ah.
What the fuck? Have you never held a mug before? What the fuck's going on here? Like,
it's very full.
It's a very full. Trying to get my notes up.
I don't know. I thought we were just going to concentrate and focus on the podcast. Is this decaf coffee?
Yeah.
I've never known someone to drink so many cups of coffee.
Decaf coffee has opened up my eyes to the world.
Yeah, you think you've unlocked a whole new level. Is that not really hot now?
No.
You're holding it by the
ear. I can have as much coffee as I want now without getting jittery. Isn't that fucking great?
That is fucking great. Do you think... yeah, no, never mind. Isn't there some caffeine in decaf? No?
What?
I thought some decaf has like, might have 10% caffeine.
Did you say, no, there a second ago, so you're like, this isn't interesting?
Yeah.
Well, I can confirm. Well, I'm happy to confirm that you are correct.
What was the sign again for shit for brains? We didn't do that one.
No, we didn't do that one. Okay.
Bullshit.
How did you get on? How did you get on with this one?
Okay, how did I get on?
Yeah.
This was harder than I expected it to be.
Me too, in a way.
I enjoyed it more than I expected to.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed learning the signs, trying to like practice it, act it out, all of that. But it literally was like learning a language. And I don't think, like I knew we said that already, like it literally is a language, but I don't think it would be difficult. I didn't think it'd be difficult in the same way that learning Spanish was.
Yeah.
But it was.
Yeah. Like when I was learning it, well, and actually, no, in the research, there's courses and I was like, oh, 240 hours, whatever. It's like hardly I don't want to be an absolute expert.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like I was thinking it's so different. In Spanish, we might hear certain words. You're like, oh, like that's like that thing in English. Mm. Or that's like, you know, a word in French that I know or whatever. Yeah. But this is a completely different language. The other thing that I found interesting was it feels like you're learning a secret language. Even though
that's true.
It's not that secret. You know, millions know it. But it does feel like... I don't know anyone who can speak sign. My brother's girlfriend, she can.
Yeah.
She started to learn there recently, so maybe she can now. Yeah. She can also speak Chinese, so maybe she just learns the most difficult things.
Yeah, maybe she's just good at languages.
Yeah. But I think what's also interesting about this is it's probably very good for visual learners.
Yes.
Do you know?
That is such a good point.
Thank you so much. Shift me. Now, give me a French me right now.
No.
In front of the world.
What's French me? You just curl up the corner of a mustache.
That's good.
French me.
But it's really fucking interesting. I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoyed it more than learning Spanish. Definitely.
Way more.
Did you say that already?
No, I was saying I found it as hard. Can you do something with coffee? You're just so distracting.
One more sip.
Yeah, no, I found it as hard as Spanish is what I was saying.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it more.
Yeah, I did as well. The thing is, you're not going to learn much in a week.
No fucking
hell. At all.
I thought I'd be able to have a basic conversation in a week. I can just do kind of little words here and there.
Yeah, barely. I don't think I could do a full sentence.
No.
It's hard.
It is hard, yeah.
Do you know what's different about this?
What?
This is the second language we've tried to learn on the podcast. Yeah. What's different and probably better about this is you learn all other languages so you could be included in the conversation.
Yeah.
You're learning so you can get by.
Yeah.
But you learn sign language so people with disabilities can be included and they can get by.
That's really nice.
So I kind of thought there's a bit of a feel-good
factor. You can include someone rather than be included yourself.
Yeah. So you're
it's a way of including someone else. That's a really nice sentiment.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
So I kind of thought there was a feel-good kind of fact. I feel maybe a little bit condescending saying that, being like, yeah, you're welcome. You know, we're learning this for you.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's like...
That's just part of it. Mm. You definitely do get a feel-good factor.
Yeah, definitely.
You 100%
different story if you were like, oh, I grew up in a community where everyone's deaf. Then you're like, well,
yeah,
I need to learn sign language to get by here. But how often does that happen?
Yeah.
I can't remember a time when I've been in a situation with a deaf person and I just couldn't communicate with them.
Mm.
Like I rarely meet a lot of deaf people at once or even sort of one deaf person, you know?
Yeah.
So it's whether they're reading your lips or whatever it may be. I've never been stuck to speak to a deaf person. So I kind of feel like...
Yeah, you're kind of wondering when is the opportunity going to arise.
Well, yeah, that's kind of part of this that I'm like...
But it could, like, I think the whole idea is, like, it could literally happen at any moment. You just don't know when. It could happen today.
Yeah.
They meet a deaf person and it's like, it feels really ignorant to not be able to converse with them when there literally is a language there that we could learn and could use to speak to them.
I just wonder how, in terms of the should you bother learning it?
Yeah, I think there's no question. I think it has to be kind of, do you mean in terms of beanage?
If we're getting straight into beanage or should or bother beans.
Like for me, I had to say 5 out of 5.
Did you?
I had to say 5 out of 5 because I enjoyed learning it and I want to keep learning it.
Yeah.
And because if nothing else, all of this has made me feel really guilty that I didn't know any sign language before.
Mm.
It's made me feel like a piece of shit. Yeah, it's made me just be like, oh my God, you don't know anything. Like you could meet a deaf person tomorrow and you don't even know how to say hello to them or whatever. So it made me just realize that I was a dick.
Jesus, right. You took this opportunity to beat yourself up. I thought to myself, I'd give this about a 3.5.
Okay.
Not because I didn't enjoy it. I did really enjoy it. I do love how visual it is.
Yeah.
I love how different it is. But I never, ever meet deaf people, ever.
Yeah.
I don't know any deaf people. I never, never meet them. So like, am I going to feel guilty about not knowing a language for like people I never meet? I never meet Korean people, you know, I don't feel guilty about not knowing Korean.
Yeah.
So I kind of would go all in on learning, like do the 240 hours course for €400 to learn ISL. Like, would I do that? Probably not.
I feel like I might do that.
Would you?
Yeah, because I'd like to, in my head, I'm like, okay, when we have kids, please God, touch wood. No, touch wood, does that mean I want the opposite?
I don't know. Honestly, it doesn't matter. We don't know if God exists and touching wood has not been proven to to work. So who cares?
Okay, hopefully when we have kids.
Yeah.
I looked into a good bit about the baby sign language.
Mm.
And it's like, that's something I definitely want to do because babies can learn to sign before they speak.
So oh, yeah, that's
communicate
cool.
With a baby that can't speak.
Mm.
So I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to use it for that.
Mm.
And I don't know, like, I just think it could happen.
Well, do you know what? It did give me, like, I suppose, yeah, what question am I asking myself? Should I bother doing a sign language course?
Yeah.
Probably not. Should I bother learning a bit of sign? 100%.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm giving it the 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying go off and learn and be fluent in sign language.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just learn a few basics to make someone feel included if you do meet someone
completely
deaf. Then that is just like, I couldn't consider giving it less than 5 for that reason.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, fair.
So you're just a horrible person.
Oh, yeah. The other thing, it really... Because again, I don't know any deaf people. I don't know anyone who does sign language. Like,
yeah.
I've probably just complete ignorance to that community.
Yeah.
And I think if anything, sign language has made me think more about like, oh, I would like to volunteer with deaf people, or I don't know if people need volunteering or whatever. I don't know enough about the community.
Yeah, probably depends.
So it's, I suppose, get involved in the community and then I'd have a reason to do the course.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I also found about even just the, you know, looking at those videos or doing research and listening to people, interviews with deaf people, for example.
Mm.
Like, deaf people are quite droll. Like,
yeah. But this is why I'm surprised you didn't give it like a 5 out of 5, because I feel like you enjoyed this whole experience.
I really did, yeah.
I think you enjoyed doing the language and I feel like you really just saw a lot of their personality.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose I was just thinking of the, should you bother learning sign language? In what context? You know,
yeah,
I was kind of thinking of it, learning it as a language.
Yeah, just to learn a language to, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have enough use for it.
Yeah.
So that's why I gave it a 3.5. But the process of learning it and like even just sort of opening your eyes to deaf community, 100%.
Even you talking about it now, you're just kind of like,
yeah, I did really enjoy it. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I would love to be able to, just from seeing how I think you know, droll deaf people can maybe be. I just feel like I'm like, I'd love to be able to communicate with a deaf person.
Yeah.
Obviously we could through text and, or me being like, read my lips, you know, which I feel bad about.
Yeah.
But to be able to converse in their language, I think is, that would be fucking class.
I would
really like that.
It would. And to be able to get your sign name.
I'd
love sign name.
I would as well. I'd love to be able to just sort of kind of make up a sign and be like, or like, what's the sign?
You can't.
For like, fuck you. You know, or you know what I mean? Or what's this, you know, trying to ask, how do you say this? And then be like, oh.
Yeah.
It feels like a secret language. I know it's not secret, but there's something feels so different about it. You feel like you're like, I'm part of something here. Like, you know, I don't know anyone who can speak sign language. You know what I mean?
Alex,
I know, but like, you know, outside of Alex.
Yeah, you don't know many people. My mom.
Did you
the love course? Remember I told you that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. He's just kind of guessed.
Yeah, you just did. Letters. The asshole sign a couple of times there.
Asshole. Mockingjay.
Yeah.
Asshole. Mockingjay.
Yeah. So yeah, this is, I enjoyed this.
This was fun.
Yeah.
This was a fun one.
I actually really liked this one.
Yeah. This was a really nice one. Harder than I expected.
Yeah.
Kind of wish I had more time or gave it more time.
Yeah.
But definitely want to do this again.
Yeah, same. I would like to do it again as well.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Highly recommend.
That kind of wraps up episode 94.
Fucking hell.
What?
Huh?
Fucking what?
94.
Huh?
That's outrageous.
That is outrageous, yeah. So we're coming up on our 100th episode. Oh my God.
Right. That was it. I'm looking at you waiting to speak because usually you're like, anyway, I want to say it.
Because otherwise you will shite on.
Okay, well, if you enjoyed this or any of our episodes, or if you're just feeling generous, we would love a little review.
We would.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, it helps people find us. The more reviews you have, the more you're suggested to new people.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, a bit of credibility there.
Oh, these guys obviously have a lot of street cred.
Yeah, that's what Spotify says to itself.
Is
so we'd love a little review if you're feeling generous.
Yeah. If you're not feeling generous, then what?
Then go fuck yourself. No, thank you very much for listening. We really mean that. 95 episodes. Some people have listened to every single one.
94.
94.
Well, anyway.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
That's it for this week. Next week we're going to be talking about, how do you grow a herb garden, and should you bother your fucking arse doing that at all?
Yeah, should I bother? Is that something, that's something I feel like I should bother doing? Should I bother? No,
I'm in my 30s now. Isn't that something I should bother doing?
Yes, that's it now. Thanks so much, lads. Have a good week.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.